St. Edmund Church. And that's what Brother Billy was usually singing. And Samuel gave me the go ahead, and Tommy did go ahead and sing it high heel. So praise the Lord. We'll spread the tidings round, wherever man is bound, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. Oh, spread
garden. God looked around his garden and found an empty place. He then looked down upon the earth and saw your tired face. He put his loving arms around you and lifted you up to rest. God's garden must be a beautiful place. He always takes the best. He saw the road was getting harder and the hills were getting hard to climb. So he placed his arms around you and he took you home. It broke our hearts the day the Lord took you home. But part of you went with us the day God called you home.
It's a sad day, but it's a joyful day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And amen. I just like to pass on our condolences to the family and to all of those that loved our brother Willie. And I've always said that if you knew Willie, you'd love him. Praise God. Amen. And you know, I have a family history, as it were. Our brother Tom provided it with. Amen. And I never knew his name was George. Amen. William George McKinstry. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I want to tell you, friends, it's an honor, an absolute honor to be here today. Amen. There are many preachers in this family and in this room. Amen. There are many preachers you could have called from different places. Amen. But I do count it an honor, amen, to be here to just share with you in these moments, amen. Praise the Lord, our brother Willie, born in Love, Brickland, amen. We'll take this off for a time, amen. Praise God. Amen. The son of Robert and Florence, amen. Praise God. And amen. The family, amen. Well, praise God, you know all of the family even better, more than I do, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. We just think tonight, today, of Sister Ray, amen. And, you know, she's been with him a long time, praise God. Amen. And that lovely picture that there was there on the front of that little cover, amen. It speaks volumes, doesn't it? When you can see the young couple, and you can see our brother Willie, amen, and brother Ian, he just happened to say to me, it's just the body. It's just where Willie dwelt within. Praise God. Brother Branham said, he said, you know, if you look at me, he says, you don't see me, but you see, you know, this is the cloak that they stood within. Praise God. Amen. You know, our brother Tom was telling us he was saved 1964. Amen. Praise God. And what a joyous day that must have been.
Amen.
Amen. And with that simple act taking place in the family, amen, how that influence has come down throughout the years. Amen. And any time whenever we were saying Brother Willie's coming to speak for us next week or whenever it was, the people were always excited and always full of joy. Amen. And you know, I remember him, I was telling the Robin there that I'll always remember him in that little hall that we have, that big man getting up there, and I made fun of him with his having all that hair, amen, and this beard. And come round Christmas time when he was about, and they said, yeah, he said, that, I think the children all thought he was Santa Claus. Amen. But praise God. Amen. When Willie got up in his back, the big man, and he turned around. Amen. Jamie Rock, though, you know, I don't know if it, I don't imagine he had a great education like most of us, amen, but praise God, he could delve into things and he could touch things, amen, not just from the knowledgeable side of things, but friends, I want to tell you, he could bring out little gems, amen, something to help the people. And that's all he ever wanted to do. Amen. He always said to me, oh, well, if I can help, amen, if he can be a help, praise God. And he certainly was a help. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. In 1968, amen, he was a missionary in Cork. And you know, that just tells you a lot about Willie. Amen. I said to myself today, you know, I said, if this virus thing, if this was epidemic, if it was lifted, amen, there would have been many, many people here, both inside and outside. Amen. Because that man, amen, he left something that we'll all leave. When we leave this seat of time, friends, each of us will leave a testimony. Amen. Now, it can be a good testimony, or it can not be so good, praise God. But our brother Willie McKinstry, he left a testimony, praise God. Amen. And it's touched many. Amen. It touched me. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, amen. If we could just turn to the book of Ecclesiastes tonight. Amen. And praise God. You know, there's a dear old brother that was with us for many years, Brother Arthur, and he passed away just about a year ago, and I think it may have been at his funeral. If it wasn't at his funeral, it was one of the services coming around there, and we were thinking about Arthur, just as we're thinking about Willie today, and I was saying about Arthur, I said, I wonder where he is at this moment. Amen. Amen. Now, bless our brother Willie. He's absent from the body, and he's present with the Lord. Amen. But at this, you know, maybe it's just my old mind, and I begin to think, what is he doing at this moment in time? Praise God. Amen. Some people maybe believe that, amen, that he could be looking in the whole situation. I wouldn't even go down that road to think about it one way or the other. But I'll tell you one thing. There's no way, much as he loved yous all, there's no way that our brother Willie would want to return to this scene of time. Praise God. Amen. You know, I haven't obviously seen him for a long time. Amen. But you know, just looking there at the remains, praise God. And I said to her, he's lost a lot of weight. Amen. And Brother Tom was keeping me in touch, and he was telling me, yes, he's losing a lot of weight. Praise God. But friends, the body he's in today, amen. Praise God, he'll be rejoicing. Excuse me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So in the book of Ecclesiastes in the 3rd chapter, and it's a very familiar portion of scripture to us, amen, make myself comfortable, amen. He said in verse 1, and to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. And a time to break down and a time to build up. Praise God. Amen. Father God, Lord, we just ask you to bring us a comfort from your word this day, Lord. Father, Lord, our mind and our thoughts, Lord Jesus, are fixed upon you and your servant, Lord God, whom you have taken home to be with you. So speak to our hearts, Lord. Bring us a word of comfort. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Now, amen. There's a message, a little message that Brother Branham preached, and he preached the message, and he said it was things that are to be. And I looked, I was just looking about this the other day, and I thought this is very relevant, amen. And he said, he says, this old earthly tabernacle here, you know what it is? It's a body, but it's like an old coat that you wear. A coat that you once wear, but now you have one so much better, and you don't use it anymore. What do? You hang it in the closet, excuse me, for you've got a better one. You've got a better coat. Amen. It's more up to date than the one that you used to wear and that you wore out. That's it, that garment. You are the inside of that. Remember, that garment only done what it bore your image. And you don't need it anymore. Now they've hung it up. It's a rag. And that's the way that this old body is. It's bore the image of the heavenly, yet it's not you. You are the inside of that body. You, the Spirit of God, is on the inside of that body. That's what makes the outside coming into subjection, because the inside is pulling it. Praise God. Amen. That man inside is pulling this into subjection. Praise God. Amen. And I thought it was a lovely thought, amen, that our brother Willie, amen, he's laid down that cloak and he's taken up, friends, amen, a new body. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to read a scripture on it in just in a moment of time. Praise the Lord. Now he says, this old coat that you call William Branham or Susie Jones or Willie McKinstry, amen. Sometimes it will hang in the earth's hall of memory of you. And you'll put it out yonder in the grave, and someday you'll put it a tombstone up. And here lies the Reverend so-and-so, John so-and-so. Amen. But he goes on down and he says, Have you people made reservations? Amen. Praise God. You must think that reservations, you can't get in without them. Amen. 1964, our brother says, amen, our brother Willie made reservation. Praise God. The price was paid. Hallelujah. Amen. And that man came from death unto life. Praise God. Amen. My. Bless God. It excites me, friends. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, one thing, as years come along and we learn different things, excuse me, and one thing that the Lord seems to be teaching me, friends, is that God is in control. He's in control of every situation. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you might think, why did he take our daddy and our brother? Or amen. What was the cause of that? But remember our scripture. There is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. Praise God. Amen. Friends, our brother Willie. Amen. Man, I believe that it was his time. Amen. Now, I know, and our brother Willie, and I know you people here especially, amen, you have a great belief in the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes a question can arise. And you say, well, look, you know, and I talked to Willie and I talked to Tommy about it, and not that I'm any kind of an expert, friends, but we did talk things over, you know, and Tommy said, we're believing for him and the people are believing, and Brother so-and-so's gone down to pray for him. Amen. And, you know, I kept hoping all the time and kept believing right to the end. And I said to our brother Tom, I said, you know, he said, the three Hebrew children, he said he took them all along that journey. Amen. Until they got them they tied up, ready to put them into that fiery furnace. He could have delivered them anywhere along the way. Praise God. Amen. So while our brother Willie was still breath in his body, there was still a hope. Praise God. Amen. But he took those three Hebrew children and he put them in the fire. Praise God. Amen. And we all know the story. And the old king said, how many did we put in there? Praise God. Because there's a fourth man in the fire. Praise the Lord. Amen. God could have done many things. Amen. But I believe, and excuse me, I'm taking a comfort from this. Amen. There's a time to be born. And there's a time to die. Praise God. You know, many people have different ideas about this old virus. People who are questioning whether we should take the injection, whether we shouldn't take the injection. I said, well, look, I said, whether you take it or whether you don't take it, if it's your time to go, you're going to go. Praise God. Amen. But I'll get back to our precious brother, Willie. Amen. And I mean it. I call him my precious brother. Praise God. Amen. And he was always such an inspiration. Praise God. And he prayed for people in the meeting. Amen. And he had an effect on people's lives. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, amen. Praise God. I was telling Rocco that Brother George Quinn, he sends his condolences. But I was speaking to him, and he, quite often when we were talking about Willie, he would say to me, he'd say, you know, he said he was up preaching for us one time, and he said, I found his notes, he said, after he was gone. And he said it was a little torn bit of paper with two scriptures on it. Praise God. And I'm here, and I have half a jotter full of stuff. Praise God. Amen. And our brother, amen. You know, friends, he preached from the heart.
That's right.
Amen. And God would just have led him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. Now, as I say, each person, brothers and sisters, amen. And God deals with us as individuals. Amen. He deals with Israel as a nation. He deals with us as individuals. Praise God. And amen. Brother Branham made a statement one time in that same message that I'm referring to. And he said, this that we're living in, he said, is a pest house. Amen. He goes on to explain it. Amen. And all the germs and everything. Amen. He says it's a pest house. Praise God. Amen. But, amen, when our brother left that pest house, he went to God's house. Hallelujah. Amen. And bless God. Each of us, if the rapture doesn't take place and catches out of here, we'll all go by way of the grave. And we'll all leave a testimony. Praise God. And friends, I really mean this. I hope my testimony is something like our brother Willie's testimony. Praise God. He left it behind. He left that testimony. Amen. And people in years to come, amen, I'll say, do you remember old Willie McKinstry? He said this and he said that. Praise God. Amen. And friends, he's left an impression upon my being. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, amen, as I say, praise God, he's left this place of sickness and then body of pain. Praise God. And according to 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, he said, for we know that of our earthly house, of this tabernacle were dissolved, amen. If this old body, amen, if it was gone, praise God. He said, the Bible says, if it was dissolved, he said, we have a tabernacle, amen, bless God, amen, that was not made with hands, which is eternal in the heavens, praise God. Amen. I believe, brothers and sisters, our brother Willie is experiencing what that word said. Amen. Bless God that he was, amen, he's found his new body. Amen. And there's no sickness. Amen. There's no pain. There's no sorrow. Hallelujah. What a joy it is. Praise God. The Bible talks about we're not as others that have no hope. Amen. Our brother 1964, I don't know all that happened in his life. Praise God. But he asked for a man to come in and that man was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And preview, you ever think of this? Amen. For generations and generations and generations, God protected that seed line. Amen. Right up until 19... Well, he protected him all the way through his life. Because I'm sure, like many of us, amen, he might have been doing some foolish things in his day. Amen. And you look back and you say, my, I could have been gone then. Amen. Life could have been finished with me for then. Praise God. But he had an appointment. 1964, praise God, he had an appointment with a man called Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And because of that appointment, amen, we can say here today, amen, we rejoice.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. We rejoice, Lord. Amen. The family, I know there's sadness. Amen. I know there's sorrow. I know he'll be missed. Amen. He's got little grandchildren, great grandchildren. Praise God. But friends, if we could see it in the eyes that God sees it in, he's absent from the body to be present with the Lord, because he started off in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Amen. And Jesus said, he said, I come from God and I go to God. Amen. And if our brother Willie in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, and he could say, I come from God and I go back to God. Praise the Lord. Oh my, bless God. Amen. But I want to say, God is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a thought one time about, amen, there's a big picture and a little picture, isn't there? You look at your life, look at my life, amen. That's an individual small picture. Amen. But that picture, friends, when you relate it to your family, to the church, amen, to the wider society, praise God, then it becomes a bigger picture. Praise God. And amen, again, we have our brother Willie, friends. Amen. I don't know. We just seem to get an affinity, amen. I just sad, amen. When I found that he had gone, but then you begin to think, where has he gone? Amen. That man, the man that hung on the cross, amen. The one they spat upon, the one they tore out his beard, the one they whipped. Praise God, amen. Bless God. You know, like an old preacher used to say one time, he said, it wasn't the nails in his hand that held him to the cross. It was his love for his bride. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know. Amen. What time are we due, Tom? 2:00. What time we start? 1:30. Amen. There's other bits to be done. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll just come to... Amen. I've got plenty of things to say, amen, but praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to be like Wally. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's something towards the end, amen, I want to take leave with you. Praise God. Amen. Now, you know, people say, "By, if this had happened or if that had happened, amen. You know, somebody talks about a poor person that has got killed in a motor accident. And they say, well, if they'd have went on the M1 instead of the M2, amen, or if this had happened or that had happened. But friends, amen, there's a time to be born and a time to die and a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We can be at rest. Amen. Our brother Willie, amen, has gone to be with the one who gave his life for him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Friends, I know you won't ever forget him. I'll never forget him. Praise God. And I just pray that, praise God, that, amen, we talked about putting on another coat. Amen. Friends, I don't know who's all here, all family. But praise God, make sure that when we take this coat off of this flesh, the coat that we have waiting for us, amen, is a better coat. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord, because whether we like, amen, we're looking for a rapture. We're looking for the catching away, and my signs of the times are everywhere. Amen. But friends, be sure in your heart. Amen. Be sure in your heart. And if Ollie McKinstry was standing here today, he would put a better explanation than ever I could, friends, about how you need to know the man called Jesus. Praise God. That's what life's all about. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I just pray that the Lord will bless you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Samuel's going to come and read a scripture.
Amen. Praise God.
Lord bless each and every one today. It's with a heavy heart and with joy that we're here today. And you know, he wasn't only my dad, but he was my best friend too. And I want to read this wee portion of scripture because I think it's very relevant. Psalms 46. I'll try and read the whole psalm if I can. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will I not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and the trouble, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river that stream thereof shall make glad the city of God and the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be removed. God shall help her on that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice, the earth melteth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, which is desolate. He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Now I want to just focus on this bit, verses 10 and verses 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will exalt it in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Think upon these things. And why I want to say today that this scripture is very relevant is because it must be at least 35, maybe 36 years ago that my dad, he was feeling like he was all wrong. Everything wasn't going right. He wasn't maybe living right. And he went one day out to a place where me and him went many a time, and I'm sure all of us boys did as young fellas. And what I remember, we used to go out there, and there's a big oak tree. It was a place called Gilhall Estate. And we went down to that big oak tree, and we used to go down there and sit down and we'd pray it on a Sunday sometimes when we're out. But he went out this day on his own, whatever was going on, he said he felt like, you know, everything was falling out of control, and he knew he just wasn't living right with God. And he went out there and he was smoking an oil pipe. Everybody I'm sure here remembers him smoking the oil pipe. I remember him getting her out. Thank God, God delivered him from it, but he used to carry the oil pipe in the pocket. And he wouldn't have went out of the house unless the pipe was in and the tobacco in the pocket. And he went out that day with that oil pipe in the pocket, and he went down to Gilhall, and he went down into that place to pray. And of course the voice of the oil enemy said to him, how do you expect God to hear you standing there with that oil pipe in your pocket? And how do you think God's going to hear your prayer? Now I want you all to see something today. It doesn't matter what condition your life's in, because at this stage his life was not in no good condition. And yet with all, God used him mightily, like our different ones have said to me. You know, he's left a great legacy, like our brother said here. His legacy is that people have come and said to me that they heard him. That's where they heard the gospel preached. And that's the greatest legacy that any of us could leave. But you know, he came back that day feeling a bit deflated, feeling a bit like, did God hear my prayer? And you know, he walked into our house, and the floor of the house was full of toys and wee things all lying around the floor. And I wasn't even too old, that's why I'm saying it must be at least 35 or 36 years ago or something like that. I was only very young. And you know, he looked through them things, and there was a wee pen lying on the floor, and it caught his attention. And he picked the wee pen up, and that was the verse in that wee pen. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And he picked that wee pen up and he held it up into there. I remember him telling this man he's a time, and he said, devil, take a good look at that. Devil, take a good look at that. And he got that wee pen, and he used to carry that wee pen in the suit pocket everywhere with him. But you know, like our brother here said today, because of that day in 1964 where he went down into an old orchard where he was brought up at Ballacross, he went down into an old orchard down there and there was pigs feeding in it, a dirty little place. It doesn't matter where you are. Jesus, the word of God says, call upon the name of the Lord anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. But you see, he went down that day into that old orchard and he called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And from that day forth, he had that new coat waiting for him. He got that position there in heaven. You know, I want to also read something, just I'm going to stop a minute now, but I just want to read this wee. You know, I didn't think I was even going to be able to speak today. I said, you know, we might. Because, you know, there's times there's emotion comes over you. But, you know, when you think about the good things, you know, when you think about all the good things, I had this poem printed out one time, but I couldn't find it, so I'm just going to have to read it off my phone. And I want to leave you with this wee poem today. And I believe it's very fitting, and it fits my dad's life, and you know, it should fit all our lives. You know, it's a wee poem by a man called Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And Brother Branham knew this poem off by heart, because many's a time you heard him quoting this poem, and I always thought it was good. And the poem is, What the Heart of the Young Man Said to the Psalmist. And it says, Tell me not with mournful number, life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not as gold. Dust thou art, to dust returneth, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our desired end or way, but act that each tomorrow find us further than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and the heart, though stout and brave, still like muffled drums, are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust in future, higher present, let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living presence, heart within and God's o'erhead. Lives of great men remind us, we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints in the sand of time. Footprints that perhaps another sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother seeing, shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labour and to wait. And I believe that fits his life for me. He's left footprints for me. And by God's grace, I want to follow him. And I'd love to be, if God doesn't come to take us in the rapture someday, and I'm in an old box there, and my suitcase is there, and my soul's gone, it would be great to say that the legacy you've left in the footprints of the sand of time is that man preached the gospel, and I heard the gospel that day. I want to leave that with you today, and God bless each and every one.
I'm going to sing a final piece then, On the Wings of the Still White Dove. It was also just on the day our brother Billy went on to be with the Lord. I had seen on Facebook, well, that's a good chunk that set that up. Aaron, I put a post on Facebook. I lost my hero today. Brother Billy was a hero to a great lot of people. There's a man that lives not far from me on the same road that I live on. Whenever I would meet him, he always says, you know, whenever I was growing up, Billy was my hero. Because Billy was a heroic character. He really was. He was like some of the stuff you couldn't get it out. You know, he used to tell us, I used to love listening to Billy talk, and I used to tell about the practical jokes and things he would play on people, and he'd done wee silly things, and people would wonder on him, and he just was a tremendous character, wasn't he? Yes, God, yeah, man, you know, it's wonderful, the song that was saying there about the example and legacy one leaves. And I remember as a young boy, I was just sharing with Samuel the other day, as a young boy, I was saying to Samuel that I used to love getting up to the farm to see him. I used to fire questions on him all the time. I used to love asking him Bible questions, and I said I didn't really realise what that was like until I had four of my own children, four children in your own. Children start asking you questions. It's not that easy. Sometimes you feel like ignoring them, but you know, he always gave me good answers, as Billy was saying there. You know, he could bring it down to your level, he could give you something that you would understand, and something that would stay with you. And you know, that was, you know, that's the good thing, you know, when you're reading God's word, or if you're trying to explain something to it, explain it so that the people get it and it stays with them, because it stays with you a lifetime. Them things stay with you from your child right to your old. And you know, that's an important thing, praise God. So listen, we're gonna try and sing this here. Praise God, on the wings. There's no wind here. My guitar has heated up a wee bit, just give me a wee second and see.
Pray for the family and each one here that's grieving, and we just appreciate the presence of the Lord. Let's just bow our heads in reverence before God. Father in heaven, we bow before thee in the lovely name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for thy presence and thy nearness in this service today. Lord, I pray for each and every one, for the comforter of the Holy Spirit to come to bless each and every one. Lord, we know that you've took your servant home to be with yourself, promoted him to glory. But Father, I pray for his brother John and Bobby, Eiling, Mary, Lord, and each and every one of them this evening, Florence, and for my mom, and Lord, for all the brothers, all the sisters and brothers-in-law, we bring them all before you. And we pray for the loving arms of the Savior to be near this day and the days to come, and of thy tarry in the weeks to come, that thou indeed will strengthen, and that thou will comfort each and every one. We commit this service to thee, and Lord, for the committal. We ask for thy help and thy blessing. And Father, we pray that this day that thou will be glorified above all, and thy Son, the Lord Jesus, magnified in the midst of thy people. Father, now we bless the people in your name. And we do thank thee for the life of our brother William McKinstry. And we do give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Can make your way out at this time. God bless each one. We appreciate each one that's came.
Welcome each and every one here today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read from Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven above, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and they shall be his people. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, and he shall be my son. We're gathered here to commit to rest the body of my father and dear brother, William McKinstry, known by his friends as Billy. Many of us have shared through these passing years a wonderful friendship with our faithful brother. Billy served as a deacon for almost 30 years in Omega Ministry Fellowship. We cherish the many blessed and hallowed memories that come to us in these moments. All of us have a testimony of how the Lord touched our lives through our precious brother Billy. I want to say today that Billy McKinstry's greatest moment wasn't joining a lodge. Billy McKinstry's greatest moment wasn't joining a church. Billy McKinstry's greatest moment wasn't joining a movement. But Billy McKinstry's greatest moment was in 1964 when he bowed his knee in an orchard at Ballycross and he met with a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And though we're burying the body of his remains today, Billy McKinstry has gone on already to be with the Lord. He's absent from his body, but he's present with the Lord. He made preparation. We hear at the moment, and over the world, we're social distancing. And all of us was at a distance from God. But Jesus Christ bridged the gap at Calvary between heaven and earth, between man and God. And because Jesus Christ bridged that gap, every one of us can come and know the same Savior that Billy McKinstry came to know. In 1989 was a great turning point in the life of Billy McKinstry. That was when God gave him the scripture from Psalms 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I'm God. And it was at that time that God transformed Billy McKinstry. And not only did God transform Billy McKinstry, but also this man here, the son of Billy McKinstry, was transformed. Many others were transformed by the power of God at the same time. And Billy McKinstry has left a testimony that he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, today, you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ is your own Savior, or you'll never meet Billy McKinstry again. If you ever want to see him again, if you ever want to meet him again, if you want to walk the streets of glory which Billy McKinstry's walking, you'll have to know the same Savior that Billy McKinstry came to know. Billy, over these last 30 years, has left a powerful testimony of God's saving and keeping power. To many of us here today, for those who would wish to know that same Savior, you can know him just as Billy knew him. And as Billy said, there's only one way to God, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ and by calling upon his name. We're here to commit Brother Billy's body to rest, knowing his soul is already with the Lord in its heavenly home. We can rest our hearts with confidence upon the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:21 tells us, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his own glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to even subdue all things unto himself. Brother Billy has thrown off the old coat and he's put on a new heavenly garment. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection of life immortal through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us just bow and pray at this time. Father in heaven, we thank thee that we have open access to heaven through thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you today for the life and testimony of Billy McKinstry. We praise you, Lord Jesus, how you saved him. We thank you for how you kept him. And we thank you for the testimony he's left of your saving grace and saving power. Father, I pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit to be with each and every one of the family today, for all its friends, for all that knew him, in the days, the weeks, and the months that lay ahead. Lord, comfort each one with the mighty Comforter, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's precious name, I pray. And Lord, if there's a man or a woman here today that doesn't know you, may the grace of Christ draw them and save them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless each one.